Morning Watch, the Holy Word for Morning Revival, Book of Philippians, Week 3, Taking Christ as Our Pattern, Monday, Philippians 2, verses 5 through 8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, did not consider being equal with God a treasure to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, becoming in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, and that the death of a cross. Related verses, Matthew 11, verses 29 through 30. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Ephesians 4, verses 20 and 23. But you did not so learn Christ. Verse 23. And that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. 1 Peter 2, verses 21 through 23. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered on your behalf, leaving you a model so that you may follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was guile found in his mouth, who being reviled did not revile in return, suffering, he did not threaten, but kept committing all to him who judges righteously. Portions from the footnotes. Philippians 2, verse 5, note 1, referencing Christ. In chapter 1, the central point is to magnify Christ, to live Christ. In chapter 2, it is to take Christ as our pattern, our model. This pattern is the standard of our salvation. In verses 5 through 16, there are four basic elements: Christ, salvation, God, and the Word of Life. The Word of Life works out the pattern by the operating God to apply salvation to our daily living. In this way, we enjoy Christ and live Him, taking Him as our pattern. Philippians 2, verse 6, note 1, referencing the word existing. The Greek word denotes existing from the beginning, implying the Lord's eternal preexistence. Philippians 2, verse 6, note 2, referencing the word form. The expression, not the fashion, of God's being, identify with the essence and nature of God's person, and hence expressing them. This refers to Christ's deity. Philippians 2, verse 6, note 3, referencing the word not. Although the Lord was equal with God, he did not consider being equal with God a treasure to be grasped and retained. Rather, he laid aside the form of God, not the nature of God, and emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Philippians 2, verse 7, note 1, referencing the word emptied, laid aside what he possessed, the form of God. Philippians 2, verse 7, note 2, referencing the word form. The same word as that in verse 6. In his incarnation, the Lord did not alter his divine nature. He changed only his outward expression from the form of God, the highest form, to that of a slave, the lowest form. This was not a change of essence, but of state. Philippians 2, verse 7, note 3, referencing the word becoming, entering into a new state. Philippians 2, verse 7, note 4, referencing the word likeness. The form of God implies the inward reality of Christ's deity. The likeness of men denotes the outward appearance of his humanity. He appeared to men as a man outwardly, but as God, he had the reality of deity inwardly. Philippians 2, verse 8, note 1, referencing the word being. When Christ became in the likeness of men, entering into the condition of humanity, he was found in fashion as a man. Philippians 2, verse 8, note 2, referencing the word fashion. The outward guise, the semblance. This is a repetition, in a more particular sense, of the thought of likeness in verse 7. What Christ looked like in his humanity was found by men to be in fashion as a man. Philippians 2 verse 8 note 3, referencing the word humbled. Humbling himself was a further step in emptying himself. Christ's self-humbling manifested his self-emptying. Philippians 2 verse 8 note 4, referencing the word death. The death of a cross is the climax of Christ's humiliation. To the Jews, it was a curse. To the Gentiles, it was a death sentence imposed on malefactors and slaves. Hence, it was a shameful thing. The Lord's humiliation involved seven steps. 1. Emptying himself. 2. Taking the form of a slave. 3. Becoming in the likeness of men. 4. Humbling himself. 5. Becoming obedient. 6. Being obedient even unto death. And 7. Being obedient unto the death of the cross. Portions from the Life Study Messages. In Philippians 2, Paul does not charge us to take the objective Christ as our pattern and then imitate him. Trying to imitate Christ in this way is like a monkey trying to imitate a human being. When we consider verses 5 through 8 in context, we see that the pattern is our salvation, verse 12, and that the salvation is God himself operating in us to save us in a practical way in verse 13. Although in ourselves we cannot work out our salvation, the one who is able is now operating in us to will inwardly and to work outwardly. Our responsibility is to cooperate with him. When we cooperate with God's operation in us, we take Christ as our pattern.